Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Where I live in Rhode Island, turkeys are more than just a Thanksgiving treat. They're a neighbor. I feel like I see them everywhere, including wandering the streets near my house. But they haven't always been doing so well. In fact, wild turkeys were locally extinct for many decades. Possibly reporters Will Malloy and Nat Hardy took a look into how they made their comeback.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, turkeys, where did they go and how did they come back?
Like you, Megan, I was surprised to learn that there were no turkeys in Rhode Island as recently as the 1980s. My friends and I even saw a bunch running around in the road the other day.
Go, go, get out of the road!
Lizzie Boncheck, upland game bird biologist for the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management, says that turkeys are a natural part of our environment.
Before colonial settlement, there was just vast amounts of woods.
Indigenous people use practices like controlled burns to keep the forests in a mix of different stages. Most areas had thick woods with parts cleared for farming.
This kind of mix gave turkeys different places to search for food, nest, and raise their chicks.
But when European settlers arrived, they clear-cut about two-thirds of the state's forest to use for farming.
Which was bad news for the turkeys.
Plus, early settlers hunted them for food, and over time, turkey populations shrunk. And by the early 1900s, there were no turkeys left in Rhode Island.
And that same thing happened all over New England.
Vermont, Maine, Connecticut. It's crazy to think about. No turkeys on the landscape.
That's kind of hard to believe. How did they come back?
Lots of people abandoned their farms, which gradually turned back into forests. Rhode Island also introduced hunting rules that protected wildlife.
In the 1960s, many New England states began to reintroduce turkeys, hoping that those forests were strong enough to support them again.
And in 1980, the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management and the National Wild Turkey Federation teamed up to release 29 turkeys in Exeter, Rhode Island.
Where did they get those turkeys?
From Vermont, actually. A decade earlier, the state had relocated a flock of turkeys from New York. And so by 1980, even Vermont had turkeys to spare.
So they literally caught a flock of turkeys there and brought them into Rhode Island?
Yes.
How did the turkeys do?
Pretty well, actually.
The state kept the program going and released flocks of turkeys around the state over the next 10 years.
And since then, the population has continued to grow. But scientists are still keeping a close eye on the turkeys to make sure they're doing okay.
So I guess this is a success story.
Yeah, for sure.
First of all, it's a great example of how states can work together to solve environmental and ecological problems.
The reintroduction really was this whole regional collaboration between, you know, the states that have turkeys, the states that don't have turkeys, the federal agencies that oversee these laws.
Plus, Lizzie says there's just something that feels good about living in a place where you get to see all sorts of animals in your own neighborhood.
And so I was driving along and I noticed in the wood line, there was a flock of turkeys. They were all kind of in the shade. I just like sat there for a while with my binoculars and just watched them be turkeys. One was sitting on a log preening. Another one, they're kind of, you know, poking around, probably looking for seeds or bugs. There's that right intrinsic value I was talking about of just enjoying watching wildlife be wild.
So when I'm eating turkey this Thanksgiving, I'll be feeling a little extra grateful for these guys.
Same here. Thanks, Will and Nat. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.